Straight Line, can I help you?
Yeah, is Bonnie in?
Speaking.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So I want to check in and see, you know, we went over some working capital ideas, if you guys have any needs for those funds or uses.
Right. Wait, hold on one sec. Okay, so for the equipment loan, that would be, we figure $30,000 for the truck.
Okay.
And modifications.
Okay. Yeah. But is the person who's doing the modifications the actual dealer?
Right. That I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'm just kind of giving you some numbers here.
Okay.
And then I would say like another $5,000 to get the other equipment we need for our fabrication and installation groups, like A-frames, grinders, you know, stuff that has, like you said, has value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would be $35,000.
Okay.
All right. And then for the working capital, I spoke to our bookkeeper, and we came up with $30,000 for that.
Okay.
And that would to be pay off like the tax. We have another loan that I think is $15,000. Pay that off.
What loan is that?
It's through Wells Fargo. It was like a line of credit.
So why would you want to pay that off?
I don't know. Because there's interest.
Well, yeah, but we're going to charge you interest as well. I don't know if that's... It's usually we don't...
What you're saying.
Yeah. Basically, kind of...
Oh, right.
Yeah. It might be more expensive. So the difference between us and Wells Fargo is this. By the way, so the next step is on the equipment. And if you don't have use for the finance, for the working capital, there's no push. It's not like... This is an unsecured loan, so the last thing we want to do is, you know, push a customer to borrow unsecured money. That's a recipe for disaster. So if you have a pen handy, I can go through the process. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So the equipment financing, I need you to get invoices from me. So the next step is we'll just hold the approval open. It's and once you get invoices, we'll, you know, go over, get all the terms, conditions, get everything for you to sign over. But what we need is an invoice. The bill to and ship to should be your company. So it should be billed to your company, shipped to your company. It should list the dealer who's selling you the equipment and the cost of the equipment. Since it's a title vehicle, we'll also need the front and the back of the title.
We're not buying it yet. Okay, so how would I get the title?
You'd ask for a copy of the front and the back.
Oh, okay.
All dealers require that. It's to verify there's no financing and verify chain of ownership. It's very common.
Okay.
Then once we get that, we can send you documents to review. The same goes for any of the grinders and other A-frames you're purchasing. Just get us an invoice so we can see what the collateral is. I think we should be fine with that equipment. It obviously has to be signed off once you send over the invoice. Mm-hmm.
At what point are you going to tell me the interest rate?
I can go over all terms for you. It's not a problem. Do you want me to quote you on some numbers?
Yes, I would.
Okay. How much equipment costs?
Figure $35,000.
Okay. Let's take a look. Let me bring this up. I'm looking at your working capital approval, so I just got to bring that up. And then also, besides, I don't know if what your sales reps has kind of gone over with you. Have you applied for other loans? Are you kind of shopping around for different rates right now?
Not right now, no.
Okay. And I'm assuming that you want a loan that goes under your business credit only, not your personal credit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then one other quick question. We offer 2 through 5 year terms. Do you have a goal on monthly payment? Are you trying to do this over a shorter, longer period? What are your goals?
Probably do the 5 year.
Okay. Can I ask why? Is that just to keep your payment down?
Yeah, payment down.
And do you have a goal payment in mind?
No, I don't.
Okay. Hold on. My system just froze on me. Ah, it's always funny. It's always fun. Hold on. There's another straight line in our system, that's why.
Oh.
It's straight line imports, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. So, sorry, it's very slow. So the file was approved for $25,000 because that was the request.
Uh-huh.
I would have to get it increased to $35,000. I really don't think that'd be a huge issue. So I'm just going to quote you on the 35 to make sure these numbers work for you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So if we did a five-year term, the conditions of the filing are that we just need, and it says that the condition, I don't know if this is said for you, it looks like they want proof that the tax lien is satisfied. I don't know, but you said you're on a payment plan, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, how much
is
left?
Which one they're talking about, you know, I don't know.
It's $38,000, it's $39,000.
Okay. I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, I need to follow up with you and see if this loan can move forward, because I don't know if you can find out what the balance is in the payment. Usually they're okay with that, but I don't want to misquote you. But assuming they can move forward, you'd have two payments and a small one-time documentation fee due at signing. So if you did this over 5 years, your remaining payments would be $880.76. That's on the $35,000. And then this would go into the business credit exclusively, so it would not have an impact on your personal credit. And unless you defaulted.
Okay, so the payment each month would be $887.76.
No. $880.76. $880.76.
Okay, and that's per month for 5 years.
Correct. So the total of the cost, you're really just trying to get to the cost per year. So the month, mm-hmm. the yearly cost of this would be $35.69. That's just the total amount of finance charges divided by five. So each mm-hmm. year the money's out, it's costing you $35.69 for $35,000.
Okay.
I do not think the working capital, if you're sensitive to interest rates, our unsecured loans are the best in the industry. But you're talking about an unsecured loan, which is extremely high risk. The customers that borrow our cash oftentimes have 800 credit scores. They just find it impossible to deal with a traditional bank. So our working capital should not be usually really used to pay off debt. It's used to essentially grow your business and make a solid return on investment, which might, you know, it's not used to pay off Wells Fargo. You'd actually pay more by doing that.
Okay. Good to know. I was just going to ask you something. So once I get documents of the invoices and whatever, you pay those, right? The money doesn't
yeah.
come to us?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. That's what I was saying.
And we pay the vendor for your protection, so
yeah.
you've got a paper trail.
Okay. And Ruben, what is your email address?
My email is rgoldstein, that's rgoldstein, @bankofcardiff.com.
I'm not sure when I can get this to you.
Okay.
Because my husband is going in for surgery and he'll be out of the, you know, he can't do anything for 3 weeks. And he's the one picking out the truck. And he's working until, you know, through tomorrow. And so we don't have any time to get the truck information unless I get someone else to go down there. But we know which one we want. It's just we haven't
okay.
been able to get there. So it might be a while, I guess.
Not a problem. Can you make sure that you follow up and see what the payment plan is on the balance so I can figure that issue to make sure we can move forward with this?
Okay.
Yeah, and like I said, the approval is good to the end of the month for the working capital.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, it's a the best way to think about working capital is this. I'm not in sales, so I'm not going to like beat around the bush. It's imagine if a bank, so you had some past difficulties with your business and there were some lines that defaulted, correct?
Correct.
So this is a product that you can access that doesn't really look at your past history. It looks at what your business is currently doing. And this is in a nutshell. I'm sure you go to banks, they apply, you get approved or you don't get approved, but they offer you some, you know, small low limit credit card. Or your credit line from Wells Fargo was how big?
My Wells Fargo credit card?
Your line of credit. You said you were considering paying them off potentially?
Oh, I wasn't here when it started. I just know we've been paying on it forever. I think it was $25,000.
That's the limit?
I believe. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's kind of
standard.
Okay, that's kind of standard. Basically, the product that we offer, we left off sales, not just credit score and revenue. And so the way that I tell customers to think about it is this. Imagine you went to a bank and you said, hey, look, I want a very, very large limit credit card, but I want the cash. I don't want to cash it. I don't want to have to get a $10,000 credit card, or in your case, a $25,000 credit card, and maybe get $2,500 cash advance because, you know, those limits are very low. This is cash that you can do. I mean, we'll dump the money in your account tomorrow, and you're allowed to use the money as you see fit. Like I said, the limit's well over $100,000. So it's just an opportunity it's an opportunity where if the opportunity is right, it's great. But if there's no need for it, it's really not used to pay off debt. There's really no advantage to doing so.
Okay.
Besides the tax lien. But if you can get back to me on the balance, I can go to bat on that, and then we can touch base when you're ready to move forward.
Okay. I will. Well, thank you, Ruben. I appreciate all your help.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.